Syrian anti-government insurgents claim they have entered Hama, a major Syrian government stronghold. This comes after a week of intense clashes with forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad, which saw the takeover of all of Idlib province and large parts of Aleppo province. NPR's Hadil al-Shalchi has more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do we know about this latest development?
Right. So it's been 3 days of violent clashes between the rebel forces and pro-government forces just on the eastern outskirts of Hama. And even though Syria's state-run media is denying that the insurgents have totally taken over the city, it's still a big deal that they're even inside the city. So in the past hour or so, the Syrian army seems to have confirmed the news. It put out a statement saying, quote, military units stationed there have been redeployed and repositioned outside the city in order to, quote, preserve the lives of civilians.
Hadil, explain why Hama is so important.
Right. So first of all, Hama has been one of those few cities in Syria that's been completely under government control since the civil war broke out in 2011. It's also been the focal point of many battles since the beginning of the civil war. But like I said, the government's always been able to stay in charge. But this is where there may be regional consequences if Hama is taken over by the insurgents. The city is a supply route used by Iran to move arms to their Lebanese ally, Hezbollah, which, as we know, has been at war with Israel over the past few weeks, even though it's in a shaky ceasefire.
Who is leading this offensive?
It's being led by a jihadist group, and it's called Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, and it's actually designated a terrorist organization by the U.S. HTS is a former offshoot of al-Qaeda, but it broke off from that group years ago as it's trying to sort of shed its jihadist motives. I spoke to a Syria expert at the International Crisis Group, and she told me that while they have this hardline elements in their ranks, the group has actually managed to sideline them, and they tried not to impose, you know, super strict Islamic law. But at the end of the day, of course, they're not democratic and they're illiberal, been harsh with the voices that oppose them. HTS has also been sort of evolving over the last few years politically, focusing on becoming a civilian government.
Have we been able to reach people in Aleppo City after the takeover? And if we have, like, what are they saying?
Yeah, for sure. So in the past couple of days, I've been talking to quite a few people. And honestly, you know, there's still fear of airstrikes and fighting, but people are kind of calm. And I may even say, you know, cautiously optimistic. Some told me that they're just fed up with living under the oppressive regime of President Bashar al-Assad. And they're, for example, looking forward to their economy opening up after years of being closed off to the Turkish border, which exports services and goods to them.
What might happen next?
Well, first of all, we really need to see, can the rebels hold their ground? Some experts are saying that while they're not surprised the insurgents have been carrying out this operation, they're actually shocked at their momentum. One told me that she was stunned by how the pro-government forces, you know, melted away, she said. One of the reasons is that they're weakened. Their Russian allies and Iranian allies have been busy in Ukraine, and Iranians have been busy with the war in Israel. But the question now, as I said, can they sustain this momentum? I mean, will the pro-government forces be able to regroup? Whatever happens there, there's no doubt that the events of the past week have delivered a seriously major blow to the Assad regime.
That is NPR's Hadil al-Shalchi. Hadil, thank you.
You're welcome.